about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
This week we're joined live. Can I tell everyone?
Yeah, good.
Ray Gian is here. He's an adorable sissy. And we have Brandon Novak. Brandon Novak is dirty. Bam Margera. Jesse won't do it too. And Ryan G, he's a hefty fatty.
I'm always fat.
Hey, and introduce yourself.
Oh, yes, I'm Deco. Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm, say it again.
Kirk's mom.
Oh, that's right. This week I'll be Kirk's mom. Kirk's mom spreads her legs like a soaring eagle.
Ew, that's disgusting.
And then Kirk fell out.
Yo, Jess. All right, I got Jess here, my brother, and he hangs out with my Uncle Matt all the time because they play drums together, but he just told me that Matt shit his pants in front of his boss.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Jess, we got to call him. Yeah, we have him right now, and I need to hear all about it right this instant.
Yeah. There's so many good Matt Cole stories. Like
they just never
end. The one time he got so loaded that he was, like, sleeping in bed with his girlfriend, Christy, and he just pissed all over her back. And then she just got up, like, wiped it off and went right back to bed.
I've done that before.
And I was like, damn, Matt, she's like a keeper.
No, she's
a whore. Yo, let's get Matt on the phone.
Alan, down, keeper.
I can actually say I've done that.
Ryan, what did you eat this holiday season besides everything?
I ate your...
Yo, Matt.
Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Yeah, what's up, fam?
Yo. Well, as you know, you're on Sirius 28 Faction, and Jesse Margera just told me that you shit your pants with your boss in the car.
Oh, man.
Say it so.
Let's hear the story, Matt.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I was working in Newcastle down at the bottle factory, and I just got this brand new boss. His name was Billy Ward, and he was maybe two or three weeks, you know. And this is the first chance we got to go run and get some parts together. And
big moment with the boss.
Yeah, this
time
is my.
Shine.
You made a good first impression.
It's your time to shine right now. Your big race could happen. Let's hear more.
It was all shit from there because.
Literally, Uncle Matt.
No pun intended.
I went to, slide one out and lean on one side.
You were going to rip a fart with your boss in the car?
Yeah, well, I didn't figure a fart would matter. You know, we're just dudes.
Yo, did you try to spread your ass cheeks so it was all silent, or you just didn't care?
No, you did the half.
No, like, it just happened so fast. Next thing I had a pant load, you know?
What did you do?
He wanted to get the hell out of the car while I was still rolling.
But how did, like who broke the ice? Was he like, Matt, did you just shit yourself? Or were you just like, oh, I think I just shit myself?
Well, you could tell by the sound, and I was just like, oh, damn, oh, no.
So what'd you do?
So when we got to the parts place, I just, like, waddled into the place and said...
Waddled. Is it a joke that you two laugh about now, or is he like, Matt's all, it's filthy, disgusting?
Oh, yeah, we ended up being best friends after a while, but...
So you shit in your pants with your boss, ended up working out. Did you get a raise?
yeah, but that was way after that, and I had to suffer all the walking into the time clock. They were like, hey, shitty pants, what's up?
Was there any hot girls working there that knew about the incident?
Nah, there was just some ugly ones and some old ones. You know?
Fuck the hot girls, how about hot guys?
Actually, there was this one guy.
Oh, Lord.
It was horrible because I went in the bathroom. I just like threw my underwear away and like used all the paper towels and my pants. I just threw paper towels in my pants and it just stunk forever.
You just had to free ball it after that?
Yeah, free
Ew.
Ball it.
You had to wipe your dirty bean bag off.
Yeah, until it dries out.
Ew, dude.
It was the worst thing I can honestly say ever happened to me.
Were you drinking and driving?
No, not that time. It was just, it was one time.
Not that. That one time I didn't.
Where are you at right now, Matt?
I'm over at April and Phil's and just getting some stuff done, trying to get this damn go-kart running.
You're at April and Phil's?
the Hannah go-kart doesn't
it's
run.
Still beat.
Hey, put Phil on the phone.
Yeah, get Phil.
Okay, let me walk.
See, Phil got my message about...
About what?
Okay, here, I'm walking in.
Oh, dude, I have the best Phil fart story, though,
Hold on, real quick. Let's ask him about it when he gets on the phone.
Okay.
All right, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Phil's the nicest guy in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
Phil.
Yo, Phil.
What'd you eat today? Don't lie.
What I eat so far today?
Yes. Yeah.
So far.
Leftover meatballs and sausage and onions from yesterday's party.
What else?
How many?
Two or three.
Which one, three or two? You know.
I know, you know damn well it was
32.
Three. Who the fuck are you lying to, Phil?
That one is three and a half.
Dude, that's what he does. He goes, I'm like, Phil, what'd you eat? And then he goes, oh, I had a little dinky hamburger at McDonald's. I'll look inside, and it's like, it's three hamburgers, and it's like extra value supersized, Phil.
And not even counting, like, the fries
and
stuff.
I didn't know you'd look at the receipt. I never knew you'd look at the receipt.
Why do you lie, Phil?
Why lie?
Why do you tell white lies?
These coupons?
I'm getting angry, but you got to know the truth. I ate three and a half of them sandwiches today.
Okay, what else? Because that's only the breakfast problem.
A potato salad and some coleslaw.
What else?
Did they require coupons?
And this one thing I had, no, this was home. I didn't need my coupons for that.
What else did you eat?
Hey, Phil. I need help.
Phil, did you get my message?
What message?
That's earlier. Ryan G, by the way.
Yeah.
What did Shikus tell you?
About the insurance.
They were
going to
call me, but they never did. He's just going to claim it on him.
Okay, cool.
Phil, am I getting fucked over on this deal?
No, he's not. No, you're not.
Phil, we were telling fart stories earlier and shit in your pants stories. And remember that time we went to Borders to go get the Elvis box set? And Phil just ripped the worst fart. Like, it was awful, dude. Right? And he's like, Jess, come here. And he walks me down to the end of the aisle, and he's like, let's just stand here and wait for somebody to walk into it. Right? So sure enough, like, the soccer mom just walks up. She's, like, browsing through the CDs and stuff. And you just see her face like, oh, my God, what is
that?
Wait,
let Kurt's mom say it. Oh, my God, what is that?
Oh, my God, what is that? What is that strange?
It was the worst Phil egg fart you could ever imagine. Yeah.
That was my favorite thing to do at my work.
Philip, you should have seen this chick there. She walked into it, and the stink hit her like a fucking brick wall, dude. Right?
I would always keep track.
Keep track.
Hey, Phil, is Shikus fucking me over on this deal that he rammed into my Hummer with his BMW X5?
Nah, I didn't get a call yet, but when they do call, I'm just going to say that he hit the black ice and rammed into you, and you're fine with your fortune. So let's
You better hope the insurance company is listening right now.
It was black ice. It's black ice. What are you talking
about? It was black ice.
Yo, Phil.
It wasn't my fault.
Phil.
Yeah?
It's Heroin Novak. Dude, we all know how Bam tortures you, and this is probably the funniest thing I've ever seen him do in my life. Remember when we were out partying at the bar, it's like 4 a.m., and we came home with 150 munchkins and woke you up out of a dead sleep and made you eat every one of them?
Now, Bam mentioned that a week ago, and I'm trying to remember that. I honestly don't
remember.
That.
We woke you up at 4 in the morning and demanded that you would eat the munchkins because we knew that you can't say no to food, and especially if it's delicious munchkins.
And it was 150 of them you ate.
So. We slept him awake like,
I don't remember. Do I eat
them? No, you didn't eat all of them. He had like 10 of them.
And then he called it off.
And then he had to call it off because he had to go get some more sleep. He had to catch some more Z's. Hey, Phil, do you still have those chocolate Elvis CDs that you eat and you hide under your desk?
I love them. They're good.
Dico, he buys chocolate Elvis CDs because nobody will know that they're made out of chocolate because it looks like an Elvis CD, but inside it's just a CD made of chocolate. So nobody will know or yell.
You get all the discounts. They're all half price. I go to every drugstore and clean them out.
Hey, Phil, is Ape fed the fuck up with you hiding all these chocolate treats around the house?
She likes the chocolate, too. She finds it, and she's happy.
Where's Ape? Where's Ape?
She's right here.
Let me talk to her.
Let's talk to Ape.
All right, take it over, Ape. Here's Ape.
Later, Phil.
All right, see you guys.
See ya. See you, Phyllis.
Uh-oh. What?
Ape, you going to small talk me to death?
Am I what?
Tell me my chores of today. What do I have to do?
The chores
of today. Did the lawyer call? Do I have to run a skateboard over to Fairman's and autograph it? What do I have to do today?
No, you're off the hook today, but you got to find your passport for your trip tomorrow because you'll be frantic and panicky, and you better look for your keys before you go because we don't want that phone call at 6 o'clock in the morning with you panicking.
What else? There's
Yo, the best is you can't simply just say, all right, bye, Ape. Like, Ape will just be like, She'll just trail it on until forever. And make sure you don't forget to do this. And don't forget to do
and
this.
Every time.
You know why? Because I know later it's just going to be on me, or you worse yet, you'll call me at 3 a.m. when everybody else is asleep.
Every time we're hanging out, Ape just comes up and he's like, what are you maniacs doing?
No. Not anymore, do I?
Hey, Mom, do you know Kirk from the Viva La Bam show?
Yeah, I love him.
Well, Kirk's mom's here, so I don't think you guys met before. Say hi.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Kirk brought me over.
Hi, Dino.
That's a goddamn lie. This is Kirk's mother. I'm about 4'10", 200 pounds. I made a boy named Kirk.
We're just chatting with Matt Cole, your brother, and he just told us about his first impression with his new boss, and he pooped his pants in the car.
Yes, he's
got to. Oh, that's funny. He did himself?
Yeah.
Oh, God. April, we played softball
the other day,
and my catcher, as I threw it an underarm pitch, April?
Do you know what he did the other day? He drove in from Allentown, went into
from
the
outer station. Space? Where's that? I have a question, April. Listen, I'm curious about a dishwasher and how it changes its cycles. What does it do? How does it work? How does it know from rinse to dry?
Just smart, I guess.
If I was smart, I wouldn't have had a bastard son, Kirk. Oh, the holidays are so fun. I really let loose. I just enjoy the chocolate.
Ben, what did you get Phil Nate for Christmas? Ben, what are you up?
He didn't get him anything, I don't think.
He didn't? What did he get you?
When
he showed up.
When I walked, as a young mother,
a great present.
As a young mother, I walked little Kirk down the road, and he was such a nuisance, but I learned to love him, and then he grew up and made a baby boy, and I farted in his face. Oh.
Mom, do you know Deco farted on Kirk's kid, and he cried?
Don't you ever fart on my child's face.
Deco, like,
Deco ripped a fart right on Kirk's kid's face, and then Kirk's girlfriend calls up or whatever. He's like, "Don't you ever fart on my son's face ever again."
My child, I said. I said, "Don't you ever fart on my child's face ever again."
Is that really Deco with that voice? That is awesome.
Wow. That's Kirk's
voice. The child was an innocent. I let him.
For you.
I let him feel the stench propel from my butt cleft. Sweet little innocent Liam. What a gay faggoty name! Just like his daddy.
You better be nice.
Hey, Kirk's mom. What's your favorite like rock bands?
My favorite rock band is
Huey Lewis and the News.
I don't. What is a rock band?
Well, what music do you listen to?
Oh, the sweet sounds of Kirk's father hitting the bedboard plays a tune to my ear.
Oh, man.
That's awful. I'm sorry, April. I just cut loose in these holidays.
Cut loose.
Yes. I have to sit next to April. Are you familiar with this?
Brendan
Novak? Brendan Novak is here? April, he is a dirty piggy. He hangs out with your...
I know he's a dirty piggy, April, and you don't want to touch him.
No, April, don't let him hang out with your sons, because he is a scumbag from the depths of hell.
I know, April. We washed some of the sheets, we know.
Oh, April, it's so nice to talk to someone who understands, because I would burn those sheets, because this boy is a scumbag, and I hope he dies. I hope he drops dead right on the floor in front of me. I hate him. But his hands are filthy, and he's a womanizing pig.
Abe, did you ever notice that when Novak is around and you're not there, he's always like, yeah, so I got this broad at Kildare's, I took her back to Bam's, and I fucked her in the pool, and then, oh, hi, Ape, I'm just cleaning up, and, you know, I'm straightening up the top right now.
Insanest.
Get him a mask with two faces.
I know. Yeah, why do you do that,
well,
Novak?
Well, because I'm so used to living around you Vikings who say whatever you want, and then when a mother figure comes into play, I'm lost. So I just got to think of the good things I did that day and talk about them.
Everybody feels really comfortable, I think, saying whatever they want, but your stuff is like five tokes over the line.
Yeah, so I just think of, like, nice talk for moms, which is, like, cleaning the room.
Abe, I took him to Applebee's yesterday at noon, and the first thing he says to the waitress is, he's like, hey, babe, so you single? And she's like, well, no, I'm kind of seeing somebody, but we're, like, taking a break. He's like, so you cheat. I like that. And then he's just like, yeah, we're not really seeing each other. We're just taking a break. And he goes, that means that you're attracted to other dudes and you want to fuck other dicks. Right there at Applebee's, like, straight away. He just met her 1 minute ago.
By the way, Abe, I cleaned the room yesterday. I did the dishes and I changed the cat litter box, so I'm good.
April.
Yeah, Brandon, you're, like, so much better than that lounge lizard dirt ball thing you do.
April.
Oh, that's so gross. That babe thing, yuck.
He's such a disgusting pig. He belongs in the big house. He needs more time there. He's a, April, he's a druggy junkie. He's a scumbag. He pumps drugs in his veins.
Yeah. Abe, I used to be a druggy junkie, but today I just got finished tidying up. I changed the kitty litter box, and now I'm making beds.
You know, I'm on chapter 8.
I just finished chapter 8.
How many chapters are you going for?
12.
April, he's a domesticated son of a bitch.
Yes, I know. He just needs to stop that slimy stuff he does in bars and that crummy talk. Ew, yeah.
Ape, it'll never stop. It's like the end of the world. I just wish, God, he's...
He got a girl pregnant.
Oh, Jesus, shut up.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's talk about that.
No, he didn't.
I did not. You're
no,
I
but,
think
but some
drugs.
No, some girl claimed it because
you know
she thought that he
just
was
like
all rich
Kirk's
because
mom.
He was at the house.
Brandon.
Yes,
Brandon,
Abe. Yes.
I hope you know by now, Bam is the biggest narc of all.
I know.
He will tell on his friends in 2 seconds, like, especially to me. He's like, Mom, you know what? You think Rab's a good guy, but you know what? You know what he did? He did that.
Well, do you realize he does that just to cover his own ass?
Exactly.
To make you look the other way?
No, because you always give me shit about all kinds of stuff. I heard you do this, I heard you do that. Well, yeah, well, I heard Jess was on tour smoking weed.
It's just to cover his ass. So
I know, you so make up stuff. If you,
you can see Jess's face right now.
We've never addressed what Bam has done, because if I say, he's just like Phil in that way. It's like, what about this? He'll say, well, you know what? Matt did it when he was 12.
And you go,
she's doing the voice. She's doing the voice.
You know what sucks? As soon as you said we never address what Bam does, I'm like, well, maybe now's the time. And immediately I'm like, no, it's not. Like, we can never tell on him. That's what sucks. You know, he can tell on us, but we can't tell on him, Abe.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
He tells on everybody all the time.
But we can never tell on him.
If I yell at him, he's blaming something on the girl down the street. I don't know.
The poor innocent girl.
What about Kirk's mom? When Kirk was born... When Kirk was born, I was so grateful that Novak wasn't in our family. Thank you. Thank the heavens.
The Novaks are
fast
hell,
company Novak.
Bam doesn't want to hear what anybody has to say about any of his life.
The only one who knocks out Bam is Ryan G on his website.
I know. What does he say? What does he say?
Dude, just search through. There's so much on there.
I didn't say anything bad.
He's a liar, isn't he, Rake?
Thanks, Abe.
Ryan G is hoagie.com.
G's new nickname is The Leak.
The Leak.
All right, Abe, we got to go. I'm going to play some rock and roll, all right? I'm playing Hardcore Superstar, and it's called Significant Other.
Oh, God.
And Novak just...
Brandon, if you stick your ass out here one more time.
Dude, hey, Abe, Dico just farted on Novak's face.
Abe wants to hear some CKY.
I was seriously trying to listen to you, Abe.
He smelled worse things, too.
Ape.
Yes, he has.
Oh, God.
Ape, say this is Hardcore Superstar on Radio Bam 28 Faction.
This is Hardcore Superstar on Radio Bam Faction 28.
Are you loaded, Ape?
I'm sniffing cleaning fluid.
Later, Ape.
Keep breakaway.
Rock and roll.
We're going hot right now.
Come on, be alive.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faxon 28.
Oh, it's Kirk's mom. Hey, we're here joined with lovely Rake, Novak the scumbag, Bam, I'm stupid, and there's Ryan G, the
she's
hot dog
a dog hoagie, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boy, he's a fatty. And Jesse, fatty. Little Jesse. Oh, shit off my face, young man.
Yo, Jess, if you guys are just joining in now, we just talked to my Uncle Matt, who just shit his pants in front of his boss. First impression, first. And now Jess has another one from Darren. He's the singer from CKY.
Oh, dude, Darren's brother Matt has the best stories. He said he was trying to make his first impression with his boss, and they were going over. He's like an accountant, and they're going over all these figures on this paper. And he just laughed through his nose and blew, like, the sickest blood boogie onto the paper. Oh, and then, like, they just both looked at each other and, like, made eye contact. And then he just shook the blood boogie off the paper and then just kept talking like nothing happened.
Oh, my God. Dude, the only way to get through with that is you have to laugh about it. Like, yeah. Oh, man, what are the chances of a giant blood boogie coming out of my nose? Oh, and then you would have to laugh it off. Dude, acting like it never happened is so embarrassing.
Like fucking, what's her name? What's that sister singing that got caught lip singing? What's her name?
Oh, Ashley Simpson.
She gets caught and she blames
the
band.
Well, if it wasn't for my band who were playing the wrong song, it's like, no, you cued the wrong song and your voice came up. You were lip syncing.
She gave like four
she
excuses.
Said acid reflux, whatever.
Like, pick an excuse and go with it. Don't keep making a new one up every day.
So it was your band. Well, now your band hates you.
It's not the band. I was sick and I needed a voice.
And did you see their faces when she's like, oh, my band played the wrong song, huh? And they were just like, fuck you, bitch. You suck.
I would have said that, too, because it wasn't their fault. Dude, if I was in her band and they're just like, she's like, if it wasn't for my fucking band fucking it all up, then maybe I would have sang the right song. You're like, bitch, you were lip syncing. Get over it.
Dude, her band is like the best thing ever, because they have to play to a click track so she can, like, fake her song.
How do you know, Jess? Do you lip sync?
Of course.
Not the singer. I'm the drummer.
Does Darren lip sync? You know a lot about it.
Have you seen our shows? It's like, sounds like we just drank a gallon of whiskey.
Jesse, if you drank a gallon of whiskey a day, you would.
Oh, well, Chad does it.
Doesn't the band get all serious on him?
Because it's serious.
No, all right, wait.
Good point.
Wait, I have another Matt Miller story that's so goddamn funny, dude. All right, he's like in the urinal in the bathroom taking a piss. And he ripped a fart, and he's like, oh, man, is anybody in here? Like, he didn't even check to see, right?
Did he say, is anybody in here?
No. Okay, so he looks, he, like, bends down to look underneath the stalls to see if he sees feet, you know? And he made goddamn eye contact with some dude in the stall. like, the guy in the stall, the guy in the stall just wanted to see who ripped the fart.
Ew. And then, so that guy bent his head down too?
Yeah, and they made eye contact. But no, it gets better. It gets better.
No way.
They made eye contact, and he got so, like, he was like, ugh! And then he just put his, like, he got up real fast, and he hit his head on the sink.
Ew. Oh my God. That's a short movie right there.
Oh, dude, that's perfect. It doesn't get better than that.
Farts at the wrong time.
I got a shit story.
Tell me.
I'm playing Mortal Kombat 3, Granite Red Ball. It's like 96.
Gee, did you beat that?
No. It's a nice summer day. I got shorts on. I let one fly. I just shit in my pants so bad. I had to stop. I just ran to the bathroom in the middle of the game. I had shit all in my underwear.
What level were you on?
Shut up. I was smashing people with Shiva, probably.
What level?
And then another time I went to Chili's, and I ordered something, and the girl I was with, she ordered the wrong, they gave her the wrong thing, so I got her, I was nice, and I switched and got her filthy bacon crap burger. I fucking am trying to get home up 202. I go to my friend's house. I'm scrambling for places to shit. No one's there. My foot gets caught. I'm up this hill by these train tracks running around. My foot gets caught in these weeds, and I yank it out. My ass explodes all in my pants.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm wiping fucking my ass with newspaper, and they pull back up. And I also shit my pants viciously the worst time. the day before
how
senior
often
week,
does this happen?
Is this like a once a week thing?
My filthy old girlfriend's parents hated me. They invited me for dinner and they'd always make fun of me and shit. So they fucking make me eat this salmon because I was late, so it's been sitting out, so I eat this fucking salmon log. It's all gray like Homer sandwich. And they sit there and watch me eat it like they did on purpose. I get home that night, we're all hanging out before senior week. I'm puking. I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm delirious. I run outside, I'm throwing up and shitting naked. My ass is exploding. Quan looks out the window and sees me. He thought I had rabies or something. I put on these fucking Camel cigarette shorts for my roommates. I put them on. There's all shit in there. Oh, no, I didn't put them on. I wipe my ass with them. And then I put them in this brown bag. I wake up the next day, my roommate Dave's like, oh, well, what's in this bag? I exploded so bad.
Yo, remember your high school girlfriend, Kate?
Yeah.
Didn't you get locked into a closet naked while her parents were searching for you?
Her parents hated me. Oh, they'd ask me all these serious school questions, and they knew I'd be lying, so they'd try to trick me.
Just to see if you were a smart kid to be humping your girlfriend?
Did you study for your test tomorrow? Yes. Well, what test is it? I don't know. They always put the police. Well, one time they went for their little faggot walk, their mom and dad, who could never have sex. One time she put on her mom's lingerie.
Ugh.
That's creepy.
That's sick. Creepy, but
you like fucked her mom.
No, Beck, I'm not a pig like you. So we get a shower, and then we get out, and we hear her parents in there. So I had to run into her room, which is right next to the shower.
In the nude?
Yeah, in the nude. I run in, I hide in her closet, because her mom's like coming up the steps. I hide in the closet, and her mom's just right at the door talking to her for like 20 minutes. I'm in there dripping wet, fucking naked. They hate my guts. Oh, my God, I was waiting for them to talk shit. Then I had to run out and hide under a horse blanket in the back of her fucking shitty Subaru while she drove away, waving her fucking daddy after I was waxing that ass.
Did you have to climb out the window or anything?
No, I've climbed out the window before, but not that time.
I've done that before.
Yeah, I think you're a little dirtier than I am, Deco.
Why did their parents hate you? You were like in smart grade.
They hated me because I wasn't in AP classes, advanced placement.
Dude,
I was in the lowest of low, and I loved it. They hated my fucking guts.
Kate's parents wanted a smart cock.
Smart cock, and they weren't going to have it. But
they wanted a big words guy.
Yeah. Actually, go and have to tutor her sister, man. Her parents were nervous.
Why didn't you just feed him, like, all these big words that Novak learned for his new heroin book?
Dude, I tell you, since I started writing this book, my vocabulary has stepped up, like, 100 notches, man. I'll be talking to Ben. He's like, what did you say?
Give us some examples.
You know what the best thing is to do if you have to shit real bad? This is better than sex. Wait until you can't hold it back anymore. Run in the bathroom. Wait. Okay, you can't hold it back. Just make yourself wait, like, 10 seconds, right? Then pull your pants down and sit on the toilet. Then don't shit. Then, right about before you shit, stand up and pull your pants back on. Torture yourself. It's like saving it up, right? Then sit there and stand up and wait 30 seconds. I swear to God, when you let that fucker unload, you will have tears coming out of your eyes.
Tears of pleasure.
Tears of pleasure. It's like one little tear will form in your eye just for the thankfulness.
It's like unnecessary torture that you don't need.
I would do it like a couple times. One time I tried to drink milk jugs of water so I would piss while I was drinking. At the same time when I was younger.
How much chalk did you have on your hands back
then? Out of your mind.
Hannah.
Dude, Jeff.
Sick.
I open up this bathroom door right here while we're filming. He forgot to lock the door. Hannah's taking a shit
while eating
a hot dog.
He does that all the time.
And drinking a glass of milk.
And he was eating a hot dog. No. I was just like, I open up the door. I'm like, oh, fuck, sorry. And then I shut it. I'm like, ew. And I open it back up. I'm like, you're eating a hot dog while shitting? You have a foot of turd hanging out of your hand.
It gets worse, dude. He was eating a chocolate bar while shitting once. That's like, you don't do that. Like, it's too similar, man.
Damn,
like,
dude, I thought I was raw.
Oh, it's fucking sick.
He does not care.
That's gnarly, man.
Hannah is just gross. Dude, one day I'm talking to him about, like, jerk-off stories. Like, how do you jerk off? And I asked him, like, you know when you're having sex with a girl sometimes right before you hit the climax?
He's up
girl,
on this one.
Yeah, well, right before you hit the climax, a girl finds the other hole and puts her finger there, and it feels good,
no,
I guess.
No, we don't know that.
Well, listen, this is what Hannah does. This is what Hannah does. He jerks off right before he hits the fucking climax of the party. He takes a finger and inserts it in another part of his body, like to himself. Why would he do that? It's disgusting.
Nobody wants to see a 280-pound dude like
finger his own ass while he's whacking off.
Like, we don't want to hear about it.
He's like in his living room partying and pleasuring himself, like with one leg propped on the sofa, just inserting.
Dude, I got a sick ass photo of him running around naked. And during the pool party stuff.
The thing is, Hannah gets all mad because he never gets any ass. He's like, man, okay, like, here's the difference. Like, if you walk into a bar and go, damn, man, look at all these hot girls, I need to get some ass tonight. Hannah won't say that. You'll be like, damn, look at all these hot girls, I need to get some asshole tonight. Like, ew! Dude, just adding hole.
No, and why doesn't he get chicks? Why?
Just adding the hole just makes it so much sicker.
Explain the bandanas, Bam.
Dude, Hannah.
He's got the worst gear. No, no, no. All his gear. Talk about his outfit.
All right. We all rock flair, you know. I got like bracelets, and then I'll wear like a scarf, and then like you know, I'll cut the bottom of my jeans so it flares out. Hannah's flair, he takes these bandanas and wraps them around his hands, and everybody just comes in, and he has this Harley jacket.
Doesn't own a Harley.
He doesn't own a Harley. He just has, but so he has these bandanas around his hands, and everybody's like, why the fuck do you have those bandanas around here? Take it off, bandana.
But no, but dude. The worst is when he rocks it on his head and he looks like the older brother from the Goonies.
And he tries to say he's not doing it for cool points, but we walk into the bar the other night. It's 12 midnight. The bar is pitch black anyways. And he insists on wearing these sunglasses.
Oh, dude, he had the darkest sunglasses on. And we're at a bar. It's midnight. I'm like, Hannah, take off your fucking glasses, man. It's kind of embarrassing. Like, I'm rolling in the bar with like, some guy. He's like, I'm rocking him. I'm like, dude, you're going to trip over somebody, and then I'm going to be even more embarrassed than I am now. And then finally, when I turned around, they were off. But, dude, he was planning on rocking the night with these glasses. He was a legend in his own mind.
Yeah, he was too cool for school that day.
Let me tell you about my boners.
Oh, yeah.
I was fucking fifth
Radio
grade.
Bam Bam. We never had a pair of jeans. We pushed the FCC law pretty hard.
Yeah. I never had a pair of jeans until seventh grade. My mom would make my pants. Pants. That's it. Front and back are the same. I could put them on backwards. Elastic waistband. I'd play soccer every day. I'd split them every fucking day, right in the crotch. And then I'd have to go back to social studies and sit there Indian style and a teacher reads, and my dick would just get the hardest fucking rock on boner. And I'd have to have the book there, and I would pray that it would go away before she's done reading.
Because there's no hiding in it with those pants.
And every time I walked on the fucking boardwalk, ever since I was little, my fucking, you just get a boner because you don't have no underwear because you're in your bathing suit, so you just walk down. I always get these fucking boners, and I have to go in the arcade and fucking walk around like looking for the air conditioning to cool me off. And to this day, as soon as I start walking down, I just can't stop thinking about it. Then I suddenly have like a boner.
The worst is when you get one for no reason in class, like in NRV school,
and the bell would ring,
and you just gotta sit there and pretend like you're packing up your books or something for a while. Like,
remember when? Remember when Steve Crothers got a boner when he was wrestling that kid?
Oh my god!
Dude, we were in East High School. No, it was Stetson. Was it Stetson?
I think it was, yeah, 8th grade.
We were in 8th grade Stetson Middle School, and we went to this wrestling match, and then all of a sudden Steve Crothers comes out, and he starts wrestling this dude, and he gets up, and then one of the people from the bleachers just goes,
he's got a fucking boner!
He's got a boner! He goes, look! He's got a fucking Woody! And then everybody just started dying laughing.
Because those wrestling suits, like, they're like those little Speedos, and you could totally see so bad. Like, if... it's
like... Oh, man, how embarrassing. Let's get the more embarrassing stories right after I play the 69 Eyes track called From Dusk Till Dawn. This song rocks. On Radio Bam Series 28 Faction?
I love you.
Faction.
Faction. I love you, play it.
Good morning. kids. Holy Lord, God. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam. On Sirius 28 Faction.
What do you want me to say? Rake, Novak, Bam, Pico, Fat G, and
Jessel
Cole.
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
Oh, man. Well, there's nothing sexy about church, but, man, do I get boners there. I don't know why. But
oh, man.
Take it away, Jess.
Jess, what were we just talking about while that good song was playing?
Okay. We used to skate with this guy named Bird. And nobody knew why his name was Bird until one day he fell, and he's like, "Rah!" when he fell. But, all right, since we're talking about embarrassing sick-ass stories, he was, like, telling me this one time he was banging this girl.
No, we call him Poop Dick Dawson. Tell him why.
All right. He was banging this girl in the butt, and she ripped one, and his pubic hair just went...
Yo, Jess, remember on the CKY tour, we were in, like, Wisconsin? We were in, like, Milwaukee, and then Darren gets on the bus and goes, "What does it smell like a fucking butt in here?" And then all of a sudden, Vern comes out half naked with this other girl. Ew. And he was like humping her in the bunk. And like, how embarrassing for the girl.
He's just humping this girl's unwashed ass. And he's getting on the bus. What is that smell?
All right, wait. Unwashed there's ass. More to it. Okay, these two girls went to like 20 shows, and they just. Like, they took, like, a week off from work and just traveled around.
Is this the one with the tattoo?
I can't remember, but they just, like, they didn't have money for hotels or whatever, so they'd just be sleeping in their car, and, like, they were just dirty, and then Vern just took one in the tour bus.
Oh, like, Vern cares.
I know. For Christ's sake, fuck a homeless broad if
one
had a chance.
One time, Rake and Buddy Bill were driving back from the shore, and right before they left, it crossed the bridge. These girls, like, pulled up next to him. Can I tell it?
Yeah, tell it.
And they were like, "Oh, what are you guys doing?" Blah, blah, blah. One thing leads to another. They go back to the girl's house. Buddy Bill said he walked through the kitchen. Rake is just on his knees. Eating this girl's ass out.
Oh, my God.
And you walked in on it?
It might have looked that way, but I wasn't.
When an answer like that comes, it's the truth. Yeah. It might look that way because it fucking is that way.
What a miracle story, though. We're at the shore all weekend. Nothing.
Babe, it's not what it looks like.
Out. Wait, go ahead. Tell it, right?
So we're on the way out, like, all weekend at the shore. No love. And next thing you know... One thing leads to another. We follow these broads back to their house.
And then
I think they had some other victim there who was just leaving. But the next thing I know is this girl's getting naked in my face. There's all these other people in the room, like as many people as I'm looking at right now.
Go ahead.
A whole bunch of dudes.
About eight.
Oh, I know. I don't even want to talk.
Go ahead. Say it.
She was bent over in front of me. I think she wanted me... to eat her out, but I didn't know what the fuck to do. You got all your buddies in there.
So it was what it looked like.
It wasn't her butt.
That answer's a lie. What would it look like? It definitely was, because that was a bad answer.
Hey, man. I was a desperate man.
Yo, Ben.
You were in a bad place.
The first time Ted had sex, Gunner farted on his face. While he was having sex. Yeah.
And that's a true story, and that
Let's
sucked,
hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
The first time I was going to get some play and go down to the girl's her parents'
This is the
home.
First time you were ever going to have sex.
Okay, the first time I ever kissed a girl, I had sex with.
Okay, so what happened?
It was so weird. But anyway, we go downstairs, start making out. And she's going to get busy, and Gunnar was wasted. He was just at a wedding. He was so young. So he passed out. So I start humping this broad, and I'm like, there's no way he's going to believe me. Because she actually wasn't fat or anything.
There's great standards.
So I'm trying to wake him up. I was like, I'm getting a piece of ass. I never humped a broad before. It was, like, unbelievable. Because I know he'll never believe me. And it's pitch black. And you know, all I feel is this bare ass against my cheek, and he fucking farted bare ass right up in my face.
What did the girl do? Did she stop or she carry on?
I don't think she really... She didn't really know. She was wasted. I knew, though. That was gross. I was like, ew.
Oh.
And nothing he could do. Yo, I couldn't find him.
Stetson Middle School in Westchester. You know the payphone by the cafeteria?
Right.
I was on the payphone with, like, all my friends. I think Rab himself was there. And the hottest girl of the school was walking up. Her name was Lisa. The top shit basketball fuck, his name was like John Simonton or whatever, or something like that. She's like, no, John Savisky, that's what his name
He's
was.
He's listening to this right now, yeah. Like, fuck.
Listen. So she wanted to impress us at the payphone that she was best friends with John Savisky. So she goes, she takes off her heavy book bag and goes, hey, John, what's going on? And then she chucks her book bag at him.
flirting with him?
Yeah, flirting with him. Just in front of us, just so we know that they're best friends. So all of her might, she pushes out her book bag and just rips a fart. And then he's like, what's up, John? And she throws the book bag. She's like, oh. And then she just looks at us. And I'm just like, ah. And me and Rat were just on the floor dying. She didn't show up to school for 2 days after that.
Isn't that amazing? Great. Like, the hot girl of the school, all she has to do is rip a fart and she's not the hot girl anymore.
I know.
Like, that's all it takes is just a fart.
Dude, when I see a hot girl, I don't even believe that she shits or farts. You know what I mean? Like, hot girls don't look like they do that stuff. Dude,
and if they did, they do. I'm fed up.
I don't believe they do.
Art Webb, 1986, used to get girls on his lap in the senior lounge, hold them there, get a boner until they would squirm, hold them, and then fart. He would do it every day at lunch. Yeah. Like, stop, Art.
Jess's ex-girlfriend, Lisa, she used to tell all of us, she's like, I don't shit. I piss everything out. And like, I'm like, so you mean that you wolf down a cheesesteak and you piss it out? And Jess is like, yeah, she actually does. Yeah.
You idiot. You know what? I spent a week with her one time on a trip, and she didn't piss or, like, go in the bathroom once. Like, so.
Yeah, right. As soon as you were in the shower, she was like.
Oh, dude.
He's really. His ass is hanging out for real.
His ass right now.
Yeah, if she,
Jess, as soon as you went to the shower, she had a foot of turd hanging out of her ass in the next door below.
She hit it real good, man. She hit it real good. That's all I'm saying. I couldn't believe it.
So what happened with Annapolis?
You're dying for Annapolis.
It's hilarious.
All right,
it's
G, let's
it's
hear
such
it.
A funny story. Bam, tell it. It's so
it's
funny.
It's just... I woke up all hungover, and I demanded that we went to Annapolis. We drive... I don't know. I was like, G, get in the fucking car. We're going to Annapolis.
That's the most random place.
Because I'm like, I've never been to Annapolis. I've been to every goddamn city, and Annapolis is only 3 hours away, and I've never been there. So we drive all the way down there. Because all I do is go to Starbucks, and then we start heading home. We go over the Bay Bridge on the Chesapeake Bay, and then there's these, like, this innocent family just sitting there having a picnic. So I'm like, gee. Now's the perfect time to just, me and you end up naked and just run full speed into the lake. So they're just sitting there. We run right by them like, ah! And we're just naked, right in the lake with G's fat ass next to me.
You know, there's nothing more disgusting than G running
too
naked.
Funny,
remember that? Remember the gay sharks?
Oh, yeah.
He ran down the helicopter.
I can't even look at my own ass.
Dude, and I said, G, you're so fucking fat. Why do girls love you? They don't love me for my looks. They love me for me, Novak. What's a lie?
They love you for you.
Yo, let me that play. Day, you're trying to grab my dick that day. You.
Nobody wants to hear about that.
Yeah.
Let me play this hymn song. Yo. This song is, no one's ever heard this song because this is, Villa came over my house and recorded this Solitary Man track live in my house. So this is the first time anybody's ever going to hear this. And this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
It's rolling.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, I hate you back. Billion knows mine till the time that I found her holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. But me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to hear being where love's a small world, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong. Strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man, solitary man.
solitary man.
Action, baby.
My God.
Now back to Radio Bam.
I guess it's my time to say things. Stupid rake, you spell. No, back, buddy, you dirtbag. Oh, celebration, Dewey Biggs. Bam. Nice to meet you for the first time. Ryan G. Yeah. I won't say anything about you being a fat hog.
AKA shit goose.
Yeah, shit goose. He's pretty skinny now. And Jess Martier. Jess, roll with those punches.
Roll with what fun?
Yo, what do you guys want to do after this? Because we're almost done.
Let's go to the bar.
Should we go to Kildare's and have a few drinks?
Yeah. Some ass again. You guys got me on board.
Rake, you going to come to Kildare's with us?
Hell yeah.
Shikus? Kildare's?
Oh, man.
Dude, I wish Matt Cole was single again.
Jess,
because
no, fuck you. You have to go to Kildare's because just because your girlfriend's pregnant doesn't mean that you can't drink with her. They walk around and not drink together. Yeah, why don't you come and have a fucking drink with your brother?
Jess can't stop all the parties. Not
now, hey, I just... Now you're going to get another 500 emails because he just said that.
G started the fire and you just like made it happen.
Yeah.
Well, fuck the fire, Jess. You're doing shots with us at Kildare's.
We're doing shots of whiskey to Dimebag Down.
If the beer's on you, I'll go.
Here's Jess. Here's Jess at the bar. Oh, my God. You're Jess from CKY. Let me buy you a shot.
Oh, I can't, babe. I'm pregnant with my girlfriend.
Yeah, poor Jess. No, I can't just ditch my pregnant girlfriend at home because.
But, dude, the best was when Matt Cole was single because he'd just go up to girls and he's like, you chicks need look like you need a drink. And they'd just be like, no, we don't, thanks, and they just leave.
Dude, me and Matt Cole was the greatest thing going out because he is so much more of a dirtball.
Dude, I love drinking with Matt Cole because he's game for whatever, dude. Like, Matt Cole, what do you want to do? Oh, let's just ride the four-wheelers and then, like, fall down a hill and fall into bushes.
Jess,
like,
do you know what your nickname is to Novak?
What?
DD9.
What's that?
Designated driver for 9 months.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's just like, your girlfriend's pregnant, or your fiance's pregnant, but you should be pregnant.
He's like, a DD9
coming?
He's just our designated driver for 9 months.
Dude, the best word I ever heard.
I go out still.
The best thing Ray God ever said.
Oh, come on.
I go out soon.
All right.
What's up with that scarf?
No, the best word I ever heard Ray God say was the word Danny.
Did you buy that?
And here's why.
Who?
Danny.
I heard it. Okay. Me and Lennon are down Rake's basement. It's all cozy and warm. Rake's passed out. Lennon starts rubbing his dick with one of those magnet dusters. You know those things? Rake,
what?
Rake just goes, he starts like squirming a little bit in his sleep, and then he goes, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that the truth, Rake? So you had some middle-aged black man rubbing my wiener with a magnet duster, and I said the word Danny? How come you never told me about this?
Oh, Danny.
I said, damn it.
He was sleeping?
Yeah, he was out cold. Yeah,
yo, Rake, I'm in Danielle.
Rake, why do you make these random noises all the time? Dude, if you're with Rake, like, in the car, like, you'll just be driving, then you'll just hear...
Sometimes Rake is just on autopilot. Like
I am. I'm thinking.
Like I was at a party at your old house on Price Street, and like some girl just left like panties there or whatever, and like Bran comes up and he's like, "Whose panties are these?" And you said dead serious. You're like, "I don't know. It ain't mine." Like,
God.
Like, oh, yeah. You're just on autopilot. Mine. You don't even think yours? About it.
God, I hope not.
Rake, immediately after the show and killed Harris, Rake has to go buy a kitten for some fucking bro.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because he was all drunk and thought, he was like, babe, you want a kitten? I'll buy it. Like, 10 of them. You know, you name the kind, I'll buy it. So now he's sober this morning. God. He's like, Rake, we're going to get the kitten. Now he's like stuck in a contract. Fucking kitten. Oh, anyone who's listening to the show, man, keep your mouth shut, especially once the booze is flowing. Dude, I do it so much, I'll get loaded. I'm like, hey, if I buy you a ticket to come back to Philly with me, you know, I'll take you to Finland. Never been there in my life. And then I wake up, and the bitch's like, so do you want me to go and pack my bags? I'm like, pack your bags for what? You know,
what? The best part is, Novak, he does this, like, this marriage thing, like, he'll go, and it works every fucking time.
Oh,
he goes to
God.
The bar, and he'll be like, God damn, babe, you're the hottest girl I've ever seen. Yo, we could need to get married. And then, like, I'll come by, big, bam, this is my new wife, meet her. We need to go to the Treetop Casino. But he does it with three girls for the night, and then he chooses the one that he likes the best. And then when the other two girls come up, like, so are you still on for this marriage thing? He just acts like he never even met them. He's like, what? Who are you?
No,
what?
No, Mac. Remember I got married? Remember when I got married and I flipped the quad at the girl in the back?
She got married to the fat banana split I was telling you guys about.
Gymnastic chick.
She's bodying some of the ugliest girls in the world.
Gymnastic
so
chick.
So he's got this fat fucking hog with a four-wheeler and he's trying to take her to the wedding chapel, which is the Peacock Casino. He's fucking loaded at 4 in the morning. He's got a fat banana split on his back. And he decides, yo, I'm going to take you on a shortcut, babe. You know, I live at Bam's and all these cool ways trying to impress himself. So he takes it a special way and flips the fat hog. I look over the fat rolling around in mud.
He flipped her into the mud.
Yeah. They look like
he put her
fat
in the mud
pigs.
Where she belongs.
Yeah, they look like two fat pigs home again.
Wait. You're on the fucking thing. You're on the bike, too.
I was on with my hot wife, and we got there safely.
No. I was with the gymnastics girl.
Yeah, you just fuck it up. Your weight fucks everything up.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God. You probably weigh more than me.
Oh, you wish.
Yeah.
Gee, how many of Bam's vehicles have you crashed or dented?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
What's dented now?
Last night.
No.
What?
I don't care. Luckily, it was the Hummer. If it was a Mercedes, you would have been dead meat.
I know.
I open up the back tire. I think everything's fine. I'm like, ah, fuck it. I open up the back tire, and then the license plate whole kit thing just falls to the ground. I'm like, fuck. Because that's where I hit it. Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's hidden anyway.
Oh,
but
you're a billionaire. Shut up.
Yeah. When G comes here, the story we all tell is the computers are broke, G. Because they're not broke, but we don't want him to touch them because he will break.
They suck.
They're PCs.
Dude, G is such a finagler. Like, if you get a new camera, like, he can't just look at it and check out the functions. Like, he needs to, like, test it and, like, try to bend it and just see how, like... He grabbed my headphones, my brand new Bose headphones, and he's like, oh, cool headphones. And then he tried to, like... bend it and see how far
they
can bend it.
See how flexible
they
were.
Then the fuckers just snap.
Tell about the Rolex.
Then he takes mine.
Because he has the same ones that I have, which I don't know why he was bending mine. I'm like, fine, asshole. I'm taking yours. So then I take his. I'm like, I'm just claiming these then. So then he breaks his, too. So now we have two broken headsets.
That was a while ago, though.
Tell about the night he begged you to wear your Rolex.
What?
He begged you to wear your Rolex.
Yeah.
What?
This guy puts on my Rolex, and then he somehow breaks it. I come back. It's all broken on the coffee table at the
Are
hotel
you
room.
Shit?
He's like, what me? The maid must have been fucking with it. I'm like, why would the maid fuck with it? I'm like, and the maid wasn't even here because my bed is still jacked. So you're lying right to my face.
Yo,
you're with me, babe.
That Hummer's bad news. That your chick.
Why would he change my stuff?
He's guilty. There it goes. The judge says guilty.
He just changed something to the Hummer. That means he's guilty.
We were in mid-sentence about Rolex, and you talk
about
a fucking
I'm over the Rolex.
Truck.
Let's talk about something else.
We're not, because it's
over it. All
right, I'm talking about going, because I'm going straight to Kildare's, and you guys could join me.
You need
Jess,
help.
Why don't you play a song that you would like to hear? Jesse Margera is going to do this.
We're going to hear another band from Finland, actually. It's a metal band called Amorphous, and this is called Planetary Misfortune on Radio BAMS. Serious 28 faction.
Later.
I love boys.
Bye.
Oh, you can see me at Haggard.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.